Ian. Welcome to Creator Coco. This podcast helps you become a better creator by helping you learn from what other creators have already figured out. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can send us a tweet at Creator Coco. That's creator and then C-O-C-O-A. In this episode, I talk about the TikTok to Spotify pipeline of viral music and the rise of the independent artist. I hope you learn something that helps you become a better creator. Okay, and we are live. Today, the topic I wanted to talk about was one of the ways that modern independent artists can use to blow up their music, basically, and get an audience. And it's something that is new. It's accessible to everyone, and it's probably going to change how the music industry is going to look like for the future. And that thing is TikTok and how TikTok has influenced not just the how going viral works, but also the music business itself, and has given leverage to independent artists. And that's something I'm going to talk about a bit later. And also, I will talk about something called the TikTok to Spotify pipeline and how young people or independent artists can basically make music from their bedroom independently without needing this global conglomerate, huge company to push you through so that you can succeed. And the reason why this is important is because those independent artists are just people in their bedrooms, basically, or people with a dream who want to make something succeed. Because making music isn't something that's just limited to people who have money. There are a lot of people who just have a passion for music, like myself, and you want to make music and you don't want it to be such a big deal, but it would be nice if you went viral or if you were paid for the kind of work that you do. But you're mostly doing it, at least initially, for most independent artists, because you enjoy it and you kind of have a vision for how you would like your music to be perceived, what kind of influence you'd like to have on other artists and on the future, basically, and who are your inspirations. So when you say independent artists, we just mean like there's a lot of normal people who just want to make music for fun, or you want to start a business yourself. And before then, these record labels had created an infrastructure that had hurdles and hoops and all kinds of things that you needed to jump through in order for you to succeed. So when you say independent artists, we just mean random, normal people who have a passion for music and you want to make music either on your phone, as it's something I've been talking about, that making music is now more accessible. Like more people can make music on the devices that they have. You can use your laptop, you can use your phone. There is open source software out there that's very good, and it can let you express yourself, basically, musically. And music isn't something that I fell into naturally. I had to see other people doing it for me to be like, for me to be interested in wanting to make music. It's not something I considered before, but as soon as I started doing it, I realized this is a perfect fit for expressing myself. I love doing it. It's easy to do and anyone can do it. You also don't need classical training. I think as human beings, we have an intuitive sense of music. And for the most part, a lot of artists use that. A lot of artists are not classically trained. And so if you combine this idea of music being easily accessible, you can make beats on your phone, you can record yourself on your phone, you can shoot videos on your phone. Now the question is, how do you build an audience? That's usually the biggest challenge that artists have after that point, where you're trying to make music, but no one is listening. And I've heard a lot of artists, even here on this podcast, talk about that, where like you're not getting proper feedback from other people and those kinds of things. And before, a lot of artists, I think release strategy was you would release your music basically on, before TikTok, you'd probably release your music on, you'd probably start on SoundCloud If you don't yet have Apple Music and Spotify, and also because of services like Amuse, sending your music to Spotify, Apple Music, and all these other places is much easier than ever before. So that's another major key that's happened as well. It's easier to make music. And before, you had to put your music on SoundCloud, but now it's possible for you to also put your music on Apple Music and Spotify for free. Breaking down another barrier. Before, you had to use all these distribution services. Okay, Amuse is also a distribution service, but the business model is much better and it's much more favorable to independent artists, and also independent record labels are also influenced by this, because there are also a category of record labels by artists who are wanting to rethink the business model, and that's something I'll talk about in a bit. So yeah, it's now much easier to make music on your phone, on your laptop. There's good software for that. It's easier for you to publish your music to Apple Music, Spotify. And after that, people usually post it on Instagram, and then you make a YouTube video that is now the music video, your official music video, and then you post it there. You basically try and build hype on Instagram. And then after that, you would post a video that would go to YouTube. And then that is basically the pipeline for an artist. And then you'd hope that that video is going to lead people to your album. But a new path has opened up. And this is just recently, in the past like 5 years, I feel like there's been more change in the music industry than probably in the last 50 years. And so this is because of technology. So let me talk about something called the TikTok to Spotify pipeline. And this is the process of, it's a phenomena, okay, of young people, of independent artists as well, people in their bedrooms, people with minimal resources, making beats or making music that resonates with people on TikTok, and the music ends up going viral. And some interesting things happen when music goes viral on TikTok, and that's pretty much the foundation of this whole discussion. So the previous pipeline I spoke about was the initial way that artists usually plan how to succeed. There are, if you have connections to people who can put you on playlists, that's also something. And then also some people pay for, you can also buy YouTube ads, which count as views as well for your video. But that's a different process altogether. So with TikTok to Spotify, what happens is, if you get a viral song on TikTok, the culture there is quite interesting, because unlike other platforms, unlike Instagram or unlike YouTube and things like that, people on TikTok actually leave TikTok to go to Spotify specifically to add your music to their library. It's a culture there that's developed. And also, when the fans hear something they like, they actually ask you to release it on Spotify so that they can go and listen to it. So there's a very strong correlation between going viral on TikTok and also going viral on Spotify. And the cool thing is that now, if you are able to crack that, you are able to unlock what are called editorial playlists or Spotify playlists. And these are huge playlists with millions and millions of people who listen to those playlists every day. And as soon as you're added into one of those playlists, you basically shoot off, and more and more people are going to find your music. Not just that, if you have previous songs in your catalog, it's more likely that once you've been playlisted, you can have some of your previous music also playlisted, which is quite an interesting phenomena. So it's something, what I'm trying to hint at is that you can also build on top of going viral once to try and build something real out of it. And that's part of what we're talking about today. So the some interesting statistics here is that a quarter of the new top 200 artists, I think in the last year or something like that, come from TikTok. That means if you go to the Spotify charts and look at the most popular songs in general in the whole world, a quarter of them reached that list because they went viral on TikTok first. And think about that. Like, that tells you that if you try succeed on TikTok, there's a huge chance that your music might end up succeeding. And when you think about the amount of effort versus the opportunity that you might get, like, it's basically saying, if you are able to somehow crack the algorithm and create the right amount of content, and also these algorithms, they train you to create content in a specific way. And I think on TikTok, it's very rapid, at least for me. And 25%, a quarter, that's a big deal. That's a huge number. It's not insignificant. Because when you think about all the rest of the people and the kind of grind that they had to do, and the kind of soul-crushing record deals that they had to sign in order for their music to get there. It's quite interesting that this new platform called TikTok is basically starting to edge out that kind of a business model. And the interesting thing now let's talk about the business model for these labels. And what I learned was that what they actually care about when it comes to streaming, which is their golden goose, is something called market share. So apparently these labels all share market share. Apparently these labels, they all have this piece of a pie, basically, which is Spotify streams. And they get a piece of they get paid basically based on the market share. So if they own a specific song and that song is viral, it bumps up the amount of points that they have in Spotify market share. And so it changes the amount that Spotify ends up paying them. And so this is something these labels are completely focused on, but it's not something that most people who casually listen to music are not really aware about, probably. And the labels are also losing market share. So in 2017, they had 87% of market share. These are record labels. And in 2020, it's down to 78%. And think about that. That's pretty huge. That means the other 22% is coming from independent artists. And that means that category is growing. And when you think about it for the future, it's a beautiful thing. It means more and more people will be able to express themselves musically and discover the joy of making music. And it's not so much pressure, and you don't need to be Mozart to make a beat and enjoy what you've made. And so what are these labels going to do? So what they do now is they are picking out as many viral songs as they can find on TikTok. So as soon as your song goes viral on TikTok, you get offers from a ton of record labels who want to capitalize on that so that they can own that song, which adds to their market share, and they get paid more. And that's kind of the music business being changed by TikTok. So if you make something that goes viral, you get leverage. And that is going to change the kind of discussion you're going to have with these labels. Because before, as an artist who wants to be signed, you basically have to take a loan. And they say they're giving you an advance to make it sound fancy, like they're giving you $1 million advance. But usually you're also getting fucked in the back end. Sometimes they give you that $1 million advance, but in the back they take 85% of the royalties, and they also take your music basically in perpetuity, and they own it, and they own your masters, and that's just you pretty much getting screwed. It's basically slavery or theft, one of those things. It doesn't sound right. And they do this because they have the leverage. They had the leverage. They are the ones who are able to, you know, write huge checks that were able to create new stars. But as we're discussing now, if you're able to create the right content and you're dedicated enough, it's possible for you to do it by yourself. And so because you have leverage and you've done it yourself and you've proved that you can build your audience, when a record label reaches out to you about your viral song, what are they going to offer you that you don't have already? Because you've already proven that you can build an audience. I mean, record labels do have advantages still because they have a lot of leverage with the streaming companies. And if you want to be added on playlists, it's much easier if you're already signed to one of these record labels. And when you think about that, that's also messed up and it should not be like that. And I feel like that'll reduce. So I'm not really banking on that specifically as value that the record label can give you. And so the deal is changing. Instead of them wanting to screw you over, basically, they are seeing how the winds are changing. And depending on how viral your music is, obviously this is about the numbers. Depending on how viral it is, you're going to get a different deal. In some situations, they are only wanting a licensing deal, and they will split 50-50 with you. So you keep all the rights to your music, and they try and make it as big as possible and then split those profits with you. And yeah, so the discussion is changing, and you don't need to sign yourself to some slavery contract, because we hear all the time about artists who are screwed by their record labels wanting to get out of their record deals. And these record labels, technically they are right, and it's that they gave you the advance and you spent it and you signed the contract. But the idea here is to spread the information that it's possible for you to succeed without necessarily having to do that for yourself. Okay, now let's talk about now what this means. This means that independent artists are on the rise. This means that there's hope for the future, and people have more options basically to express themselves. You can make art for Instagram, you can shoot videos for YouTube, and now you can easily release music to Apple Music and Spotify, connect with your fans, build an audience, and also try to, build something on top of that. And we might ask ourselves now, this indie artist who blows up and goes viral on Spotify, are they able to actually capitalize on that success, or is it just some random viral fluke that happens? And as much as some people can fall off after that first hit, a significant number of people who succeed because of that TikTok to Spotify pipeline, they end up touring and they end up performing even festivals. And this is huge. Like, by festivals, we mean like they are performing very, very huge crowds. It means they can have their own shows, you can sell your own merch, and you can build a whole career on top of that virality. And it's not something that just happens like once and then it's gone. If you're able to capitalize on it, there are artists who are building careers on top of this. They're performing, they're doing touring, they're selling merch. And you can attach this virality to your career and try to use it to build something that's real. It's an opportunity, as well as any other. And a lot of this comes down to your ability to create content. Because at the end of the day, I feel like that's what it comes down to whenever we're talking about social media or even TikTok and YouTube. How good is the content that you make, and are other people going to relate to it? And also for people who are in Kenya or in Africa, or there are tons of examples of Kenyans who've made it on TikTok. So it's something that's accessible to pretty much anyone. You just need to have the right content. There's a specific combination of content that can work for you. It's just, how do you find it, and what will the algorithm think about it? One of the downsides of all of this stuff is that TikTok, as I mentioned earlier, is an algorithm that also trains its users on how to post. And one of the things that's happening is that you need to post a lot on TikTok if you want a good chance to succeed. You'll find that even the record labels are kind of forcing the artists to start posting music on TikTok. Like, these are established artists, and there's a genre of videos on TikTok about artists complaining that their record labels are forcing them to make TikToks, which is kind of hilarious. So yeah, you might have to post a lot. You might have to create some very unique content that people can't find out in the market. But the cool thing is, you would still have had to do that to be signed to a record label, but now you can do it and keep pretty much all the benefits to yourself. And that's a huge, huge shift. So that's what I want to talk about, the DIY indie takeover. I hope you learned something from this talk. about the TikTok to Spotify pipeline, and I hope that you are inspired to think about either making music. Music is accessible. Music is so fun to make, and you can do it. I believe in you. And now you can also post it on, and also we need more people basically sharing their opinions about music. The more people who make music, the more different varieties and the more ideas we get in the market.